For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
He's tiny. He overthrew Emmanuel Sanders.
Look at this guy. He signed a contract.
You're a grown-ass man.
Oh. Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, we're inside a week,
man,
till the 2024 Red and Gold Summit. It's set for Wednesday, September 4th. Once again, we'll be live from the beautiful Fremont Bank at 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Willard and Dibs will be live from 2 to 4, and then come us. All the hosts are going to be there, Goof, from 4 to 6. And we're going to get you ready for another football season. Come on out and enjoy the fun.
There you go.
It's open to the public.
Wow.
First come,
first serve.
Yeah.
My boy David Epps, he was there from Union City. Shout out James Logan. He'll be there this time.
Yeah, so Dibs and Willard, 2 to 4, and then reinforcements will be there.
Yeah, you're so great. Dude, I did notice a little change in you. I hope you don't take this the wrong way. The boss is on remote. He's handling some business. He does a lot. Like, you and him got something going.
Yeah, I know.
But when he's not here, I can, you know. No, you're on your game. But,
yes, I know.
But you miss him.
I don't.
There's a security there when you talk to him. Just letting you know.
I don't miss him.
Observation. You say
right.
You don't.
Like, did he pass?
No.
Oh. Like, he's just down in Santa Clara.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see him tomorrow.
Payday.
You know, I get paid Thursday. Go ahead and remind everybody. Okay.
No, I'm 100 short now.
This is John Lynch.
Oh, God.
General manager of the 49ers. He was asked a question, I believe, by Tim Kawakami about, if you don't have Trent, you don't have IU, can you still win a Super Bowl? Or let's talk about the money, if you're investing. Listen to what John Lynch said, and then get it through your guys' heads.
Yeah, well, first of all, Tim, I don't think you can ever make an assumption that you're ready for a Super Bowl. You got to earn that every year. That's nothing is given in this league, and we have a very talented team. We have a very proven team that's won a lot of games, but this is a new team. We like our team. We feel like we've improved. This team has never fallen short on resources. Since we've been here, we've been one of the top spenders in the league, and I think there's reason for that. We've got a lot of good players. Our talent acquisition has worked, whether it be through the draft, whether it be through trade, and as a result, we've had a lot of top players in their leagues at their respective positions. So that's a good thing, but it does make things tougher. Those are our challenges. Those are the things we have to deal with.
Did you hear the first line?
Yeah,
it was for you.
No, I like, come on, Stoney, I'm saying this.
First of all.
Go ahead.
That's what he said. First of all, I don't think you can ever make an assumption that you're ready for a Super Bowl.
That's my victory
lap. It ain't Super Bowl or bust. Quit talking about the Super Bowl. You want to make the playoffs first.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what he's saying.
Leave it to you to ruin it.
You don't assume.
Now, when you got this type
saying,
of roster,
hey, fans,
and the roster they've
so
had.
So he's wrong.
It ain't about wrong
yes,
or right.
It is.
It's about that's their goal. And he, I got players
don't
like
you
Kittle.
Ever make
Warner,
an assumption?
Please,
you know
the
you
head
know
coach
he's right.
have talked about it. They got standards, bud.
Yeah, but you know what? Don't you dare. What is it?
No, oh, please
make
man.
An assumption
stop.
That you're ready for a Super Bowl.
If
don't
I said give
assumption.
Me two teams in the whole NFL that you think got a good chance to win the Super Bowl, I'm talking to the world
now.
It would
know.
Be two. Kansas City and the Niners.
That's,
and that's a compliment to what the
to
Niners have
according to you.
Built. But you got to cash
you
in.
You can't assume you're going to win three playoff games
no,
in
no.
September.
Stoney, come on. I'm
but
not
you
doing
are.
That. Nah. Kansas
got
City
to
and
make
the Niners
the
barely
playoffs.
Did that. No doubt about
right.
it. But
I put that up on the wall.
You're not going to Jimmy Jack with your players, your left tackle and your stud wide receiver. You assume you're going to get to the dance.
Thank you, Lori. That's what people don't
say?
Understand. A lot has to go right to get to the Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh. I need a V8.
You want
That's
me to read
why
it again?
I talk about
right.
2019 up until the present. Things have gone right. So just on that, vantage, I agree with that.
No.
Number McCaffrey can't get hurt. Trent Williams can't go down. Brock Purdy can't. We can keep doing this until 2 o'clock. Come on now. I don't just think you show up in football and make it. You got to damn sure earn it. But my point is the Niners have been the benefactories of getting good health and things going their way.
Yep.
Coming back from 24-7 with a dumbass coach. Dude, he'll never leave that. Campbell.
He'll never
live that down. That loss
people
was,
won't even remember it in four nah, years Stoddy, if they
I'm
win a Super Bowl.
I'm telling you, man. Well, if.
Well, I'm just saying, yeah. even if they don't. You don't know. Detroit, very forgiving city.
You play to live another play.
I don't think
oh my
you
God.
Can ever make an assumption that you're ready for the Super Bowl. You have to earn that, and you cannot earn that in August.
What you can lose it though. You can lose it. I don't know why the clappings irritate me. Hey, you can lose it, Stoddy. You can lose it. Come on, man. You don't
John
think this means
Lynch.
Nothing in the locker room that these two haven't been a part of anything this offseason? And I could be wrong. I'm asking you. Be real, Stoddy.
Don't assume. Please.
It can't be a good thing these two haven't been a part of
yeah,
the team.
You wouldn't think so, but you never know.
All right.
You know, it's like the
give it to me.
You know, it's like a kid, you know, 19-year-old who
the 19-year-old.
You know, he breaks his leg, and then because his leg's broken, you're like, oh, that stinks. But then you know what? Maybe he doesn't get drafted into the Army. You never know how it's going to work out. See what I'm saying?
No.
It's a very Zen philosophy. I don't think you would get it.
I'm like, broken leg. Damn.
John Lynch said it perfectly. He really did.
Yeah, well, first of all, Tim, I don't think you can ever make an assumption that you're ready for a Super Bowl. You got to earn that every year. That's nothing is given.
Yeah, but don't
nothing
you know I know what he was
given.
Doing, Stoney. Don't run from it. You know it's Super Bowl or bust, Johnny.
There's so many adages for you there.
Nah, he was kind of trying to run from what we know is the real. The Niners are badass.
No, they're
and
not
they need to cash in.
They're a shambles.
No.
That's why he's guarding against it. He knows they're a shit. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. If you just joined us, we got some news to pass along. Brandon Ayuk, not at practice again today. The 49ers said yesterday they expected him to be practicing now, that he's been cleared. He is not injured. He has not gone to practice. So the assumption the media is making is that he is now in the process of getting fined, and we'll see how long it goes.
Yeah. And
but
that's,
right
that
now,
fine starts real quick, Stoney, at $40K?
Right now, he is getting fined, we think. And the 49ers, quite logically, from their point of view, are saying to Brandon Ayuk, play on the $14 million or walk away from the $14 million.
And what do you think? Like, I think there's no way he can double back and play on it. I don't want him to.
I don't think there's any way he can't.
Mm.
I really don't. I don't.
And that's when the Niners, that's where the leverage, you say, that's where he runs out. It would run out for Brandon.
Let's get into more of John Lynch. This is a response to if negotiations have been maddening.
Yeah, you know, fortunately, there's 90 players here. There's preseason games. There's the work of getting better, and that goes into putting a team together. But no question about it, when you've got some of your better players, two of them in particular, that aren't out there, you know, that's your job. Yeah, you take a lot of pride in that. And, I think, you know, one thing, we got a lot of really good players, and we've rewarded a lot of good players, and that makes things tougher at times. But, I remain optimistic. We'll find a way to put the best squad out there, and really happy with where this team's at, and what we do have to offer. The players out here that have been here are working really hard. We got a lot of love for the two guys that aren't, and we'll continue to work on that to try to bring that to a resolution.
That's John Lynch from yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, text line. Remember, early in his career, Aiyuk was in the doghouse with Shanahan.
Yeah, and just we did about two shows or a show and a half about what made that relationship and his growth special is that they had that at the start, but it means nothing now.
Well, I wonder.
It's Parag's job.
I wonder.
It's Lynch's job. It's not on Kyle.
First 2 years of his career, he was an attitude problem.
Stop.
He didn't block. He was overweight.
Wow, man. You sound like a crooked politician now. Look it in the file.
There's no real. Well, I don't want to get there.
Now, you can
I
say
was going to say you don't need to say crooked. Just say politician. But, you know, it's I'm playing into stereotypes. I apologize.
But you did give me a lesson.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Hey, Trent Williams. Hey.
No, there's no updates there. I mean, there's good communication. We're constantly working, throwing out ideas to try to have a breakthrough, and it just hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
When you're tired of playing Fortnite, just let us know. We'll
playing
send
golf.
For you.
We'll golf. Oh, my God.
You golfed yesterday. Give us a score.
You guys, I told you what was going to happen, and you said, no, it won't, and it happened. It happened, and I knew it was going to, and it's just why I can't stand this fantasy stuff. I had to walk off the course yesterday after 16 holes. A regular round of golf is 18.
Okay.
I had to miss the last two holes.
Why?
For this cockamamie draft.
It was in your hand. You downloaded the app right in front of me.
I'm playing golf. What are you? I'm supposed to be on my phone drafting?
No, when it's not your... You do understand you don't draft when it's not your pick. When sometimes it says it's 16 picks away, you got a good 5 minutes.
To do what?
Swing your
golf club. I took a shower.
Well.
Like, you can't play golf like that.
You don't know how to.
You're defeating the purpose.
We're old, but you're old school. Got to be able to do two things at once
Lucas.
Now.
I asked you one thing. Can we please push to 8:15?
Oh, no. Can't push to 8:15.
Did you not get that granted? No.
Wow.
We started right at 8. First time we've been on time for anything around here.
Well, he collected $100. Give him some love.
Yeah.
Well, you did, little snitch.
Yeah. Don't you feel better about yourself?
I know who I am.
You do, don't you?
No, I know who I am.
Well, you thought you knew.
I played.
But now you're a guy that pays off his debts.
I played leagues with friends. Now this one is coworkers. I get it.
I don't know why that bothers me. Bob and Sam.
You're wrong, buddy.
Bob.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm in San Francisco. Hey, Bobby, what do you got?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great.
I love the show, guys. It's amazing.
Oh, thanks.
I got two quick questions for you. One's actually a statement. I was thinking about how the Niners keep beating the Chiefs in the playoffs, the Super Bowl, and we can't get over the hump. Well, if we ever met them again, maybe it's the same scenario as when we couldn't beat Dallas in the 90s. Right. And finally, that third time in the championship game, we finally got there and we won the Super Bowl. So, that was maybe that's just setting up for that kind of scenario. The other question I have is if we took Lynch and traded him with Zaidi, would they be comparable?
Oh, I think Zaidi gets this done.
Oh, please. That's a great call and a great question. Hell no. Never. I'm going with John.
Maybe
Lynch.
There's a kinship between Zaidi and IU.
No, they're. I just think the Niners are telling Brandon, we like you, but don't love you, Stoney. And there's nothing wrong with that.
I think they're starting to tell him, we don't even like you anymore. What? Oh, I know. Let me guess, Prize Picks. Was it Prize Picks?
Never rob a bank with the great Matt Steinmetz. My God, dude. But you really meant it. You wanted to know. Forget the cost. But
I did know.
Cop to you. Yes, there, boy.
I do want to get to this other thing.
Deion tonight, I hope he loses. North Dakota State. I am so down.
I'm watching Tulane.
You know, what you got, Roku. Tulane ain't going to be on your service.
Let me see.
Yeah, you won't. You'll be looking at
it on
the
phone. Let me see.
And real quick to that caller's point, Stoney, Steve Young couldn't beat Dallas. Joe Montana did. But Steve got him once.
It's on. Oh, I can stream it.
Look, why you found out that fact?
Scott and Hayward. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Afternoon, gentlemen. So I listened to you guys a lot of the day yesterday. I heard a lot of talk about a fantasy league drafting last night with you guys.
Yeah.
Now I'm dying to know, who got first pick? Who'd you take? Was it Steiny? Did you take CMC? Was it Guru? Were the secrets revealed? You guys are killing me. I've listened to the radio 30 minutes. I haven't heard a single word about that.
Well, real
draft.
Quick here, I got the second pick in the draft and took Cincinnati's Joe Burrow. And I believe Ken had the first pick in the draft, right?
Evan? He took Breece Hall. You took Breece Hall.
Second overall, took a quarterback?
Yeah, what?
Who did I take?
No,
that was my other league.
No.
Yeah, I took Breece Hall second. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, who can take?
There you go, my boy.
McCaffrey.
Right on.
Yeah. I took Lamar Jackson. No, I'm sorry. I took Jamar Chase.
Oh, God.
Jamar Chase.
Who did Evan take with the first?
I took Justin Jefferson.
God, I did him in my other league.
Yeah, Guru did take the first quarterback off the board, and it was Joe Burrow.
Thank you, Evan.
The second pick?
Yeah.
That's bucking the system a little, isn't it?
Dude, do you know how much a passing touchdown is in any fantasy league?
Four.
No, some are six.
I mean, right, but this one's four, yeah. I believe.
Well, it doesn't change about the mindset. I like the QB. And the yards.
Well, you're going to finish with
112
less points.
Please, just stop.
Okay, this is... I find this thing fascinating, and it's right up your alley.
Fly track.
And this is where, I'm trying to be a real host. We've got a lot done. Now we got about 10 minutes. It's like, perfect. Okay. Your boy. And I left here yesterday, and I heard him talking to Paul. And when Guru said, hey, Paul, I'm worried about Tom Brady, I said, I'm getting out of here.
You did, right?
Remember?
Yeah, that happened.
Me. Yeah. So did you see? Now, maybe I should, maybe I should apologize to you. Do you know that Tom Brady is trying to become a minority owner of the Raiders? Did you know that?
I thought that went away. I didn't know that was still
No, he's, what do you mean went away? Like he's not?
Yeah, like he had took this job and like I'm done with that.
No, he's still.
You can't do both.
Well, tell ESPN that. They wrote a whole 19-inch story on it.
Yeah.
If Tom Brady is approved for Raiders ownership,
and he's a TV guy for the league. Listen to this. He will not be, he's not, if he's an owner of the Raiders, he will not be permitted in another team's facility.
No, that's what I was, yeah, that's like a conflict of interest.
Right. But, dude, he's like, he's the color guy. They meet with.
So you're saying he shouldn't be able to do the job
anymore?
Well,
any I'm just
longer.
Saying, no, he's going to have restrictions.
Yeah. Those are big restrictions. Donnie, if you or I were on a call.
That's what I'm saying.
So he should be removed if he gets that ownership. That's
all. He can't watch any practice of any other team.
Oh, yeah. See, that's, yeah.
He can't participate in any broadcast meetings.
But that's like a little kid. He doesn't know.
This?
I want to be a fireman. I want to be. What do you want to do? Come on, Tom. You want to? If you get the ownership, you can't.
Can
bring Olsen back.
Can I get down my list of restrictions?
Yeah. I hope the boss ain't listening. I've been stepping on you.
How about this one? If he's an owner of the Raiders, he cannot publicly criticize officials. How can this guy be an announcer?
Yeah, remove him.
I mean, he's got to stiff the Raiders or something.
Because that is whack. That's one of the nice things I like. Hey, we were with you. They sit down with the athletes. They talk.
Oh, this is.
What you got?
This is a five. This is a five from the Xfinity Mobile text line. Brady's owned the Raiders since the Tuck rule. That's not bad.
I don't like it. At all.
I love it. Why don't you like it?
Because they middle-fingered Al Davis, who was still alive then, Stoudy. That was so weak, man.
I thought it was a good call.
Beaker came on the blitz. Woodson recovered. And a dynasty was born.
Just win, baby.
Ow!
Oh, man.
Yeah, hey, Tom, I can't wait. Dallas and Cleveland's the game he's going to do. I cannot wait.
Dallas-Cleveland. Is that a Sunday night game?
No, 125 Sunday on Fox.
All right.
What's he going to sound like? Is he going to be better than Olsen?
Yeah.
Him and Burkhart were excellent.
I bet Brady's going to be real good. I do think.
Now, why do you say that?
Because he's smart.
But it's about personality. Like, Romo started out like the man, and I can't even stand him now. Oh. And Yam.
Well, you're fickle. Huh? You tend not to be loyal.
That really bothers me, but yeah, you know that's not the truth.
Let's look at more John Lynch from yesterday. This is on Ayuk practicing or not, impact on his contract.
The only dynamic that's changed here that would make him practice today?
Yeah, in theory, yeah.
If he does not practice, chooses not to, will he?
Then we'll deal with that.
Wow.
Listen to the disdain in his voice, man. Maybe we need to call. I know I brought his name up before.
Bakhtiari.
Samuel Jackson, the negotiator. Somebody get in that room.
Start, get
a deal done.
Start kicking the tires on Bakhtiari.
Look at you. We're not worried about Trent.
Well, Shanahan isn't.
Yeah, I'm optimistic that things will work out with Trent. I'm not sitting here knowing what day it'll be. I mean, we're getting close to playing a game. So, like, my mind is completely on preparing for a game without those guys. But, yeah, I feel... When two sides want to get a deal done, and usually it happens.
That's a lie.
That's
a lie.
No,
he is not game planning for the Jets without thinking Trent Williams is playing. He thinks Trent Williams will play. Now Ayuk may be another story.
And you know what? I omitted Trent in that. I assumed Trent was playing, but I took more of the when two parties want to get something done.
From the 980, Brady's making more at Fox versus his entire NF career. That's why you try to do both. Okay. How about some more John Lynch? I'm not going to play the one about Terrence Marshall. Goodness gracious. More Lynch on. He has no updates on... Ayuk playing, this is Shanahan on Ayuk playing with a fifth-year option.
Has this reached a point where you could play on his fifth-year option without a revised contract?
Just like I think I've said from the beginning, it's reached a point where all options could happen, and nothing has changed on that.
So that was Kyle Shanahan.
It's still out there.
Shanahan, to me, sounded far more annoyed than John Lynch.
And he's been that way, though.
He's a little prickly.
Yeah, no, wouldn't you be?
We offered you 26. You turned it down?
Allegedly.
I guess what would upset me if I'm lynching Shanahan is a guy thinking he's better than he is in our estimation. If I'm telling my stud receiver that we drafted out of Arizona State, you're worth 26 and you trying to get 30, that would bother me. I mean, Steiny, to where I couldn't sleep, like, dude, how do we convey to you you're not that guy? Especially in this offense.
I think they're trying to convey that to him.
But will the team pay for that lesson?
Doesn't look like it. They're willing to pay $14.1 million. That's what it seems like to me.
And $40,000 a day if they... I know you think we're not privy to that, Stoney. That comes out. We don't even know if he's getting fined yet.
And this was something I played yesterday. You really think they're not fining him now?
No, but it's no secret is what I'm saying. Like, there's when things like this happen, every little thing is talked about. Nobody said, oh, he's been fined $40,000 today or yesterday.
Does somebody have to?
I think we get follow that number.
Yeah, we follow that number. But I don't think we're going to get an announcement on it. And look, Deebo Samuel was on with the insiders on NFL Network. And I tell you what, this is the rat on the table, I believe.
You've seen all these other wide receiver contracts getting done. You saw what Justin Jefferson got. You saw what CeeDee Lamb got. You got 2 years left on this deal. You put up numbers this year. Is any part of you going, I'm gonna get a little bit of that next year?
See, man, I control the things I control, and if the season goes as well as it should, no, you will be right there knocking at the door.
So you just trying to put up stats, Deebo. He didn't say nothing about a Super Bowl. The dude set him up, and he bit hook, line, and sinker. Not, hey, I'm trying to get back to the Super Bowl. Hey, if I put up some numbers, I'm coming back to knock on the door to get some more chicken. Great. Great, Deebo.
I mean, I know you're laughing.
No, I'm being real. Like,
if you're the Niners, it's like, what are you going to do? We haven't even won a Super Bowl, and these guys are doing what they're doing.
Oh man!
I mean, you win a Super Bowl next year,
but if we put up numbers, I'm gonna still win with or without a Super Bowl. I'm coming back.
Deebo Samuel essentially said, "If I have a great year, I'm gonna want to renegotiate."
Man,
I bet if he has a great year, he's not gonna like training camp next year either. Goodness, isn't that the big worry, 49er fans?
Yeah.
Isn't that the worry that a precedent is starting here?
Or greed?
888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
They got cheese in the truck. I asked for cheese on the taco, and they put it on, and it's the best taco ever. Are we really doing this? Now, how does it get on there? Come on!
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru at 95.7 The Game.
Oh, thank you, Tim. Appreciate it.
Timmy!
Don't forget, you can join 95.7 The Game at Harding Park, Friday, September 6th. It's a week from tomorrow for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament, and it benefits the Autism Society, the San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 957thegame.com to learn more. Presented by ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. So we are at it again today.
I think Shasky's in that tournament, if I'm correct. I would hope you would have been in it, but
I'm not.
Yeah.
I get hosed on those because of our show times. That's fine. That's
Evan
fine.
Can hold it down if you just spoke Please. Up and said, you know what, I want to be a part. I'm cheating the best golf of my life. Well, prove
I
it.
I wasn't yesterday.
Oh, boy.
I didn't play you deserved well yesterday.
It. Yeah. You had the draft on your mind. It's all good.
Well, it might be true. Let's go to Paul. Paul's in Pleasanton. Get us started, Paul. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Hey, thanks for taking the call. Long-time sure. listener, first-time caller.
Yes, thank you.
This Ayuk stuff's getting old. I just want to tell you a little story. I'm an old San Diego Charger guy. There was a young man by the name of John Jefferson that they drafted during the Air Coryell
year. I loved
him. He was an all-pro 3 straight years, 3 straight 1,000 yards, first time to ever do that. and he got all tough on salary. And what happened to that guy? Does anybody remember? They shipped him off to Green Bay a year or two, and then into Houston, and he disappeared. Never played again.
Wow.
Okay, I'm reading something right now. San Diego Dateline holdout wide receiver John Jefferson said Friday it was kind of shocking when he heard the news that the Charger players had voted unanimously to boycott a banquet out of sympathy for Jefferson and other dissatisfied players. I guess he didn't.
That was a bad team, Stoney, with Wes Chandler. What was the tight end's name? Kellen Winslow, Chuck Muncy, Fauci. Come on, man.
John Jefferson, of course.
Badass.
Where'd he go to college?
LSU.
No.
Where?
Please.
Where'd Chuck Muncy go? Mouth.
Cal.
Well, they got him. All right, where'd Jefferson go?
Arizona State. I thought he went to Tulane for some reason. That's why I even asked it.
But that was different. No, Ayuk's deal, like the guy that called my love him to death.
Same. Who knows? It happened in 1980.
Ayuk, like, oh, teams are not going to trade for Brandon Ayuk if he doesn't give them the wink-wink that he'll re-up. That's the reason they're making the trade. They're not giving up assets to hope that they can talk you into staying.
No, I mean, that's part of the deal. I think if a team trades for Ayuk, he's signing on the dotted line the minute he gets to town.
And he loves the Bay. Team. That's one thing we do know. Cali, Stoney. He's from Rockland, but he loves it here.
Somebody was telling me on the YouTube chat that he claims Reno for some reason. Might be somebody trying to pull my leg. Oh, boy. Guess who's back?
Who we got?
That guy, J-Dog.
Jersey?
In Boston.
Yeah, Boston. Boston, Beantown. That was horrible. I don't know what that was.
He wants to do it again.
All right, bring him on.
You know what he wants to do.
What's up, baby?
Hey, I'm sorry. Yeah. Hey, J-Dog, what's up, buddy? Great to hear from you.
Yeah, I bet, man. You going to hang up on me again this time, man?
That was Steiny,
hey, man.
You got to get a different message.
I know it was Steiny, man. Steiny, but you know you love it, baby. Because I know deep down there's got to be a real not a fan in you. Don't get it twisted. These toxic fans that want to create this civil war when it comes to Kyle Shanahan, take the Stevie Wonder glasses off. Open your eyes. This man is directly responsible for blowing Super Bowls, the 6 Lombardi. There's no way in hell, and I'm going to be real with you, there's no way in hell I have any confidence in Kyle Shanahan as the leader, the decision maker of this offense. It's a joke. You toxic Kyle Shanahan fans, you really just make me sick, man. And if you see me, I'm crossing the street, man. I don't want the Kyle Shanahan disease. I know what it is. I grew up with Jerry Rice, Joe Montana, Steve Young, all these greats, the greatest players that have ever played this game. Why are we sitting here settling for NFC championships and losing Super Bowls? I feel so bad for the great Jerry Rice showing up in Philly, dusting off the Super Bowl rings in front of the Philly crowd and having out that and everything. And then we put this product out there for years, his whole tenure, that left, that right side looking like complete garbage. You guys give him a pass. Both of you guys give him a pass. The media, the toxic fans, stay away from me when you see me. I got mace, okay? I got mace. I don't want the Kyle Shanahan virus, and I'm sick of it. He's pulled the wool over everybody's eyes.
Hey,
everyone.
Tell us how you really feel.
In the last 2 days, has Eric the Mailman drawn up any plays?
I can get Eric the Mailman on line one right now to take us to the Super Bowl and lose, okay? Roster is stacked, completely stacked. You know, you give him a pass, you don't care, and
that coach's that coach's room is stacked, too.
What are you talking about, man? Come on, man. What are we talking about here?
All right, Jay.
We know how you feel, Jay.
Yeah.
And he must have missed the episode of Steiny and Guru when I was ripping Kyle, blaming him. And we were together. Man, it was quietly going on 7 years, Steiny. I ripped him in 19 for his play calling at the end. So J-Dog is not alone. But I'm more mature than J-Dog.
What?
Because I can step back and say,
you got to give Collins credit for getting his team in those positions. Does he get lemon booty, you know, in crunch time? Did his team know the overtime rules? Should they have accepted the toss in overtime, Steiny? No. Those are things that, you know, it's not why you lost the game, but they contribute.
But it's stuff you can criticize him for anyway.
Oh, man, I don't know.
What don't you know?
Like, there's more J-Dogs than J-Dog in Boston. He's got a click.
J-Dog in Boston represents 4% of the 49er fans. Mm. That's what my number has, 4%. Right? Right? Come on.
At some point, Stoney, the bill's going to come due. You got to get a Super Bowl with this roster.
No, you don't.
What do you mean, no, you don't? What does that mean?
Yeah, well, first of all, Tim, I don't think you can ever make an assumption that you're ready for a Super Bowl. You got to earn that every year.
And they've earned it, Johnny.
There you go.
You've earned it, and you had to leave. You remember, you were upstairs in your suite calling for your head coach to call for a timeout? I could do 4 hours on that just alone.
On
but
what?
You, my partner, think there's nothing to see here. On a guy that's a Hall of Famer that has a Super Bowl ring that was in his suite telling his head coach, begging for him to call a timeout, and Kyle just was scared. He didn't have confidence in his guys or Jimmy. Whatever the case, the real ones use that opportunity to add.
I can't stand.
See, J-Dog's bringing it out of me like that was
exactly.
A lot of it was
so impressionable.
That was a two. But no, Stoney, it's real. I love Kyle.
Yeah, I just
but
can't
he's been in his own way,
man. I can't
way,
stand
man.
This, though.
It's getting worse.
Kyle's a great coach, and I have the ultimate respect for him, and he's a great play caller. But na-na-na. After a while, you say na-na-na enough, then why do you think he's a great coach?
Because he gets his – one, he can build a program. Two, he could call plays. But, you know, just last thing. The 2019 Super Bowl, that last drive, Stoney, they were gashing the Chiefs on the ground. Mm-hmm. And he chose to throw.
Yeah, he tried
Why?
To mix it up.
You're a genius.
He wanted to keep
Just
the
keep running, and you'll hold your trophy. Why? No, that's watch it again. I'm going to force you to watch it one day. Yeah, just that sequence.
You want to bet?
The fourth quarter.
You want to bet?
But geniuses outthink themselves sometimes, Stoney.
Or
smart
it could
people.
Be he just called a pass.
No,
to mix
these were
it
passes,
up.
And you allow Chris Jones to wreck the game.
Okay, so
that's negligence.
Negligence
yes,
now.
Yes, on that drive.
Negligence.
Yes, sir.
So he called some runs that were working, and he said, you know what? I bet it is.
They couldn't stop you
so
on the ground, partner. That's my point.
Okay, so they're running the ball well.
Cash, they got to the 49.
So, boy, he must have thought, I'm setting up the run for the pass. You know what? I'm going to pass it.
Oh,
he
stop,
passes
boy.
It. It's negligence?
Stop.
So you can, it's negligence if you call a run when you should have called a pass?
I'm just
and a pass when you should have gotten a run?
It's nuance. It's going over your head. But.
Well, what's going over my head is you think every coach should be perfect.
No, we're not asking
they
for that.
They were 12-5. He's a great play caller.
Give him that.
He's schemes guys open.
But in high leverage situations, how are you in regard to the play calling?
He's great.
Right.
You know why?
Could have lost to Green
Bay. Because
he's
got the four NFC championship games.
And all I'm saying to you is
he's
they could have lost to Green Bay in the rain last
so
Saturday
what?
In the last year
they
in the playoffs
didn't.
On Saturday. Then they were down his team.
Remember,
not his fault.
What? It's
down
funny.
17
Here we
and
go.
Half. Just
Here
throwing
we go.
That out there.
This is so funny.
Yeah. Then you
this
had
is
a
so
Super Bowl.
Funny.
You could have won, but you said, you know what?
This is so funny.
I'm just
it's
keeping
so
it real.
So funny. Last year, what did we criticize Kyle Shanahan for? Well, he's never come back. He's never come back in the fourth quarter of a game in which he's been losing by 10 points or the second half of a game. Okay, they're down 24-7. They win the game.
Bet they did.
They almost lost it, Steiny. They almost lost it, even though we were ripping Shanahan because he can't win a game that he's down. Now he wins a game that's down. Hey, Evan, they almost lost. You usually lose game,
yeah.
almost lose games where you're coming back.
You're on fire, but I'll
Thank
say this.
You.
When I hold teams and coaches to a certain standard,
it's unreal.
That's why I double back and say, damn,
Jordan Love almost pulled this off, partner, and should have. If Aaron Jones was faster than a turtle, he would have took that one to the house and the game would have been over. Gosh.
I don't know how you live your life like you do. It is just.
It's fun, Steiny.
No, it's actually not.
Yeah.
It's fun for you, maybe.
It's like, real quick
here. What about your host?
It's like.
Friend.
That's a two. It's like Don Nelson. Do I know he's a damn good coach? Yes. But does he have examples to where he kept a guy out that cost him a series in the playoffs, or he did something just against the grain to where it's like, damn, Nelly, you were the reason. Nah, he was out talented and the other teams beat him. But
throwaway line.
Kyle's so great
throwaway
that he's
line.
Been in positions to have the hardware.
When
and
did
I just
Don
wonder
Nelson...
if you're going to keep getting opportunity after
hopefully,
opportunity.
Hopefully.
That's what I'm saying.
Get more
and
opportunity.
Look now, what's messing you up now? Nobody on the field. It's
why are you
the
worried?
Disease of me. I'm not worried. Windows don't stay open forever is the message.
Oh.
If I was in church right now and had the gown on.
And you know what? But if you have a franchise quarterback, it doesn't end in 1 year either.
Well, Josh Allen's a franchise quarterback.
That's right.
And they haven't got to a Super Bowl. Dak Prescott's a franchise
year.
Quarterback. And they haven't got it done. 8 years, 9 years.
Okay.
It's not automatic when you have one.
For the 8 millionth time. One team wins a Super Bowl every year.
I gotcha.
31 teams fail. And all 31 teams are a failure. They stink.
But
and
the last tell me 5 years, the Niners have been to the NFC Championship game 4 times, gone to the dance
twice. Question. Is that good or bad?
Now, you know me. I just gave – that's good.
Okay.
I'll give my right. Every team
well, then
would
why,
give their,
why – if it's good overall, why do you harp on the negative – most of the time.
Because the ultimate is to cash in and win.
Okay.
And the Niners, unfortunately, have lost 3 Super Bowls in a row. Obviously, not all on Kyle. And that's the fan in me, Steiny. I know you think changing seasons is like changing underwear. It's not. These people hold on to these losses and these memories. And for a Niner fan to get ready again for a whole nother year, and there's going to be good J.J. Evans, there's going to be good times, but they can't ignore the ghost of when it's all said and done.
The ghost is done.
The ghost is done.
I think most fans are like me, and they understand this.
Yeah, well, first of all, Tim, I don't think you can ever make an assumption that you're ready for a Super Bowl. You got to earn that every year.
That is such a throwaway.
They have to earn.
Right.
Right.
But the odds are the Niners are so stacked, they're going to earn it.
According to
Vegas. Look, everybody has the Niners as Billy Badass.
Well, how do they look now?
Well, there's no football being played.
Yeah, well, first of all, Tim, I don't think you can ever make an assumption.
I hate this, by the way.
I know you do.
You're ready for a Super Bowl.
Because John Lynch is telling you, you're being foolish.
Nothing is given in this league.
Nothing is given in this league.
Yeah, but, okay.
Let's go to Raymond in Richmond.
Go to Raymond.
This is the ghost of Trey Lance.
yeah, that's what it is.
The ghost.
Oh, my God. What's up, Raymond? How do you doing, buddy?
Steiny Goo, what's up, man?
Hey.
How are you guys doing?
Right. Dynamite.
I just want to shout out J-Dog riding around in his clown shoes and clown nose. I feel like anybody that's saying that Shanahan needs to be fired needs to wake up and realize where we were at before he got here.
Exactly.
Like, come on, dude. Your take is a joke. Keep all that lameness in Beantown, bro. That's all I got.
Yeah, let's get into a beef with that city from the
Tell us how you feel.
He's right. Raymond's right. Raymond's right.
And that's why I said I was being mature to J-Dog. I understand the pain, but I think he's, you know, he's frustrated.
Oh. You know how many other teams would like to be frustrated like the Niners? 30. Everybody but the Chiefs.
5-1, grow up, Steiny. Guru is right.
That's not what it says.
grow up, Steiny.
How about this
Guru
one?
Is right.
I hate to agree with Steiny, but this isn't even close. Anyway, I listen, we take a poll every time I'm right and you're wrong. We'll find out that most of the time I'm right and you're wrong.
Please.
Ha!
Yeah, well, first of all, Tim, I don't think you can ever make an assumption that you're ready for a Super Bowl. You got to earn that every year.
No doubt.
You have to earn it.
They have the best roster, John.
They have not earned it yet this year.
And let me tell you how that can be easier, how you can earn it. Get 71 and 11 back. That's how you do that.
You know what? John Lynch is a little stronger than you. He doesn't kowtow. He doesn't cave the minute somebody says, wow, give me money. Okay. What do you think? Prague, Morata, and Jed York going to the locker room after every game and pass around blank checks?
Well, hold on. Let's put it right on the table.
There
have been a lot of rats lately, brought to you by ATCO. I'm reading on the Athletic about how the Niners front office is kind of mad that they caved or gave in to Bosa and he broke. Like, I hate reading that. What does that mean? So now other guys aren't going to get paid? Or you're mad after you did the negotiations that Bosa won? Like, what?
Speculation.
All right. Well, McCaffrey got his.
Yeah. Why don't you say what you really mean?
No. Now, hey, what do you
go there?
No, I'm not
go
going there.
Mouth.
No, I'm not going there because I would if I'm just that does.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk it, about.
I wonder you why you stopped McCaffrey's the car wedding. Going there though. No,
stop the car where
from saying why did McCaffrey get the money, but Trent Williams is not in that category. To me, Trent is in that category.
That's you.
All right. And I think Trent's going to get taken care of.
Okay, well, then what are you yelling?
But I'm consistent with Brandon Ayuk not being in that category,
well,
man.
Thank you.
And I would tell
but
Brandon
team,
as much.
You were Team Brandon a minute ago. I mean, you really are.
I'm mad at him for not accepting the trade.
Let's find out if that's true.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Let's go to Rob. Rob's in Dublin. Hey, Rob. How you doing, man?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. Hey. Man, I've been a Niner fan since I was like 5. My dad used to work at Kezar Stadium. And for all these clowns talking about Shanahan ain't a good coach.
Exactly.
Come on, man. You guys are crazy, bro. We had Tom Sula. Come on. You can't tell me this guy's not a good coach, man. He got rid of Wilkes, brought in Brandon Staley to help out, hopefully with the clock management. You know? We're going to be just fine. We're going to be fine, man. Bang, bang, Niner gang. I love y'all. I love what you guys do for the station. Y'all are great.
Hey, I appreciate you. And I'll leave you with this one. I've called Kyle great, too. But no matter who you are, guy or gal, even if you're great, you still can be criticized. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Right. Why did he bring in Staley then? He saw the writing on the wall. He needs help.
Okay.
So he addressed it.
All right.
You don't have to ask that again.
Nothing wrong with help.
Stop asking that question.
Nothing wrong with help.
415 in the Xfinity Mobile text line. If not Kyle, who?
Who's not
sounding a little crazy?
Oh, no. All the bums running around the NFL. Kyle.
Who were bums?
McCarthy. Well, he
McVay?
Got
is he a
McCarthy.
Bum? What about LaFleur? Is he a bum?
Nah.
Is he a bum?
No, he's on his way
up. D'Amico Ryans.
What's your boy in Minnesota that looks like John Lucum? He's a fraud.
O'Connell.
Yeah.
Wait. What about
who else we got?
What about D'Amico Ryans?
No, he's on the come. He's man. I like what he's doing.
So in other words,
there's a lot of
Well, that's different than all these other bums out here. That's just what
I meant. Quarterbacks too. That's what I really meant about bums. Harbaugh, watch the Chargers.
What does he have to do with anything?
Chargers, Jets, AFC Championship. You've heard it here first. Forget our preview show. Chargers, Jets, AFC Championship. Harbaugh, Saleh.
It's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
When did this show?
That's my coach, and that's not even my team. That's a man.
He deserved it.
I guess we're just saying random thoughts right now on the radio.
Whatever comes into your mind. He played it.
I like that Giants pennant over there. It's super. Hey, you know what? I think Tulane's going to win the national championship in men's basketball this year.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, put in the cap. Let me tell you, Stanford, their men's basketball team's going to shock the world this year. I don't know their coach, but doesn't matter. Just came to my mind.
Oh, you're something else.
This is a good one. I hate to agree with Steiny, so I won't. Let's go to Shaka in Berkeley. All right. Yeah, okay. You want to talk about Shanahan? Talk about Shanahan.
Shaka.
What's up, Shaka?
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing, man?
Dynamite.
Hey, man, we use the word great loosely sometimes. He's a very good coach.
Mm.
Comes from a coach. He's a very good coach. But you got to look at numbers don't lie. Women lie, children lie. But numbers don't lie.
Hey, men
he doesn't
do
have
too.
A Lombardi. He doesn't have a Lombardi, you know. And it's like he's up 28-3. He's the offensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons. They lose the game. He runs the ball 5 times in the Super Bowl. 5 times. There's no way mathematically they could have lost if he had ran the ball more.
Mm.
Then we go to Super Bowl. They're up 20-10. They lose to Kansas City.
The
biggest battle on the table is last year's Super Bowl. You're down
the
1 yard line 4 times. You get 19 points, man. You get 19 points. So when you say great, Bill Walsh was great.
Mm.
You know, you lose that kind of loosely. You didn't get better with the players, too.
All right, Shaka, let me ask you this.
I hear you. What facts?
Let me ask you this. Is there any coach in any sport who's great but never won a title?
Bud Grant.
Who?
Bud Grant. Vikings head coach.
Yes, sir.
That man said Bud Grant.
All right. Thanks, Shaka.
I love it, Stoddy. Bud Grant. He was a bad dude.
You guys are so hypocritical. It is unbelievable.
Nelly was a great coach that didn't win. And I mean that. Rick Adelman was a great coach and didn't win.
I lost. I'm out.
Parshall was a great coach and didn't win.
All you've done for the time that I've known you is laugh and mock and make fun of anything related to the Buffalo Bills. Marv Levy, Jim Kelly,
you don't know me.
Thurman Thomas, joke. And now Shaka says, "Well, Bud Grant," and you're like, "Yeah, Bud Grant."
And
Bud Grant couldn't hold Marv Levy's
job. We were in Vegas with Mark Schlereth, and I given Marv Levy and that Buffalo Bill team all the respect in the world. Who wouldn't want that? I know it was Heartbreak Hotel. That's one of the best teams to ever lace them up. Or get dressed and go out on a football field. Marv Levy? Come on, Jim Kelly?
Well, you'll just mock him tomorrow for not having a ring. You'll laugh at him, you'll mock at him, and you'll say, they got what?
Was Del Collins a good NBA coach?
At certain places.
Mm. Oh, well, you got to do the overall.
Yeah, I'm not going to. Yeah, he was a good coach.
I thought so, too.
Can you have a great coach who doesn't win at all?
If you can have a great player that doesn't win at all, you can have a great coach.
It's 1 o'clock. Hey, download the Odyssey app, etc. Hit the QR code on YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan, apply online. And just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And that segment was brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.